This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sir, I'm not here to talk about the laptop. I'm here to talk about the FBI cyber program.
You are the assistant director of FBI cyber. I want to know where Hunter Biden's laptop is. Where is it?
Sir, I don't know that answer.
That is astonishing to me. Has FBI cyber assessed whether or not Hunter Biden's laptop could be a point of vulnerability allowing America's enemies to hurt our country?
Sir, the FBI cyber program is based off of what's codified in Title 18, Title 18, Section 1030, a code which talks about computer intrusions, right, using nefarious intent network.
Well, you've talked about passwords here. I mean, Hunter Biden's passwords.
Wow, what a powerful exchange with Representative Matt Gaetz successfully enters Hunter Biden's laptop into the congressional record. Massive persecution of the January 6th people, most of which were totally peaceful. Many of them still held in solitary confinement. Freedom Convoy folks held in solitary confinement without even being able to see lawyers a month in. This is so dangerous. Where is this Hunter Biden laptop situation going? Because we knew it was going on a year and a half ago in the election. Then they censored it and shut it down. And now it's all proven that he was basically a Chinese spy.
Well, the Hunter Biden laptop, all of the contents have been entered in the congressional record thanks to my great colleague from Florida there, Matt Gaetz. That was incredible work on his part. And so, you know what I look forward to, Alex? I look forward to taking back the House, Republicans having control, and we are going to investigate and go after every single thing these people have done. You know, Hunter Biden, the most interesting thing that I really look forward to looking into, and you can find proof of it on his laptop, is that there is funding into biolabs in Ukraine. And, you know, not only was Hunter Biden investing in energy companies in Ukraine and China, and his father, our president, was involved, and his uncle, and who knows who else, but also they were investing in biolabs. And it's so interesting that they were doing that. And then here our country was crippled by a man-made virus, COVID-19, from the Wuhan lab. And these are the things that we have got to dig deeply into, and I'm just so proud of Matt. He did such a good job by doing that and entering Hunter's laptop and all the contents into the congressional record, because now it's wide open, and we can go after every single bit of it.
Congresswoman, the theme I get from you is courage, and you talk a lot about this, but you have it, Matt Gaetz has it, DeSantis has it, Trump has had it to a certain extent. I want to see other conservative and populist and nationalist leaders get that being attacked by the New York Times and CNN is good, and stop cowering and bowing to Hollywood. They're a paper tiger. And I think that's the biggest thing, is just stop being scared. Like, you're not scared to come on here. They demonize you. People love you more because it's all true. And we need to let this hoax, this spell we're under, break and have some courage.
Oh, Alex, I would never be afraid to come on your show. I think your show is one of the best shows there is, and the American people know it. That's why so many people watch your show, because you have courage and you're willing to talk about things and explore the issues and ask questions. There is nothing wrong with asking questions and digging for the truth. That's what every single American should do, and that's what every single member of Congress should do. Whether the New York Times or CNN or MSNBC or whoever doesn't like it, too bad. It is our job to do that, and it's our job to represent the people. We don't represent Hollywood. We don't represent the media. We don't represent the special interests, and we sure as heck don't represent some foreign country. We represent the American people. And, yes, I wish we had more courage here in Washington, D.C., but unfortunately we don't see that much. But that's why we also have to challenge one another. I never mind challenging my own party in the same way I would challenge Democrats, because I want my Republican Party to be the party that saves this country. I want Republicans to do a good job. And I think that many of them that have been here so long maybe have lost sight of how to do that, or for whatever reasons won't do it. But I really want to see Republicans do a good job. And I want to see Republicans to be the party that stops this globalization that we are rapidly becoming part of, because Joe Biden wants a new world order, and so do most of the Democrats. But I think it's our responsibility to stop the New World Order.
Absolutely. And everybody should support you, MTG for America on Getter, and so much more. God bless you, and have a great week. Thank you so much, Congresswoman.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get out on the highway.
Looking for adventure.
Looking for adventure.
And whatever comes our way. All right, we got one of my favorite guests, Dr. Zelenko, joining us to cover the waterfront. Boy, the post-COVID thing has proven mass death, mass cancer, HIV, vaccine-induced AIDS, VADES. I mean, we cannot stop talking about this while we're being diverted with the Ukraine war and all the other huge news that's unfolding. But let me do this right now, because there is a lot we need to get to and get to pronto. Let me just hit some of what we're going to be covering with Zelenko and just some of these headlines. Now we told you months ago with whistleblowers from China. We told you weeks ago and then again yesterday with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny that they're hyping up hemorrhagic fever, the Ebola class, as the next lockdown. London Guardian, woman in UK diagnosed with Congo hemorrhagic fever. Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever. Second time in history. CDC tells New York Times it hid corona data for political reasons. We already told you that, but now that's mainstream news. Unbelievable. There's the New York Times admitting it. mRNA madness. FDA authorizes both fourth and fifth COVID shots, and now they're pushing them on children. I mean, just incredible. Cruise ship reports COVID-19 outbreak in San Francisco. Everyone was certified double and triple jabbed to get on board. And then there's all these clips in Australia where they admit record death, record illness in the vaccinated, confirming all of it. And Pfizer trying to suppress all of these documents. I mean, it's just, they did it. They launched the attack. They absolutely did it. Humanity. And some of these headlines are just mind-blowing when you realize that they actually did this to us. They actually launched this globalist attack, and there's articles everywhere. Oh, younger people, older people, children, they're now having increased heart attacks and strokes when it's in the insert that this does it to you. The Pfizer Moderna shots, London Guardian again, hotter nights increase risk of death from heart disease for men in early 60s. Suddenly record numbers in them. And then it's the children. 7-year-old boy in Essex Academy vaccinated from the shot, with the shot. 7-year-old boy at Essex Academy school run dies of a suspected heart attack during his lunch break. Wow. There it all is, just so incredible. Meanwhile, still in Austria, they tackle and beat people up that aren't wearing masks in public. What a cult. What a cult of control. Truly dangerous, truly historic. We're living through all this, but mainstream media gaslights everybody and just behaves like this is normal, that this is no big deal, but all of it is an assault on humanity. And boy, you talk about an example of that. Big article up on InfoWars.com. World facing food shortages, not just price issues. Top UN official warns that hundreds of millions are on the verge of starvation and that 200 million will starve to death if this continues in the next year, which is by design. Meanwhile, food rationing, food vouchers, and hunger will become normalized for the next war phase of the pandemic. They will starve out the world to usher in the financial reset and the digital identity control grid, which is all being announced and is all being set up. U.S. households face $5,200 inflation tax this year, bare minimum, and that's only from current numbers. UK and World Economic Forum to lead, the World Economic Forum's leading the government to lead regulation, revolution to foster industries of the future, to cut carbon, which puts us into a total depression. There's this incredible World Economic Forum clip called World Government Summit where they announce all of it out in the open. In fact, get that clip, folks. I didn't see it on my list. I want to play that. Bank of England says energy prices will hit Britain harder than even the 1970s inflation and energy crunch. Yes! Russian foreign minister releases alleged bioweapon timeline of U.S. bioresearch in Ukraine and so much more. And the U.K. government also, same thing's happening here, is announcing new digital currency tokens to replace the pound that will track where you go and what you do, and they'll decide what you can spend it on and have total surveillance of you. Folks, if you put up with this nightmare, you deserve what happens 110%. And if you think it's just going to be the third world that starves to death, think again. That's just some of the news and information we've got to break down today. Dr. Zelenko is going to be covering this, and VADs, which even mainline science is admitting is exploding, vaccine-induced AIDS, that is coming up. We're going to tie it all together. You know, I made jokes years ago that they're going to ban the letter W because it starts with white, or you could use it in spelling the word white. They've already banned emojis, you name it, of OK symbol. Well, now in Germany, they arrest you if you have the letter Z anywhere where it can be seen. It is now a hate symbol, and a bunch of governmental institutions and websites are now banning the word Z as well. This is a direct attack on reality and on communication and creating a bunch of superstitious, brainwashed, dumbed-down idiots that are basically been completely sabotaged into the whole leftist globalist behavioral psychology operation. They'll end up destroying the globalists and the processes as well. So it's all coming up here today and a lot more. I want to encourage listeners to understand that InfoWars is more important than it's ever been, and we can't stay on air without your support. And because we've gotten so lean and you know, so almost unable to operate, it's made me do a lot of accounting and a lot of research and a lot of looking at our business models and how we fund ourselves. We found a lot of issues, and most of the issues, most of the good things, you know, are due to my crew and myself and everybody, but a lot of the bad things are due to me, due to Alex Jones as well. And a lot of that is every couple of weeks I'm like, man, I love this T-shirt design, or I want to design a T-shirt this way. So I knew we had over 100 T-shirts in the last few years that I basically designed. Some are amazing, some are okay. The point is I designed them. And I never promote them, as you notice. And so at InfoWarsStore.com, it turns out we have almost $500,000 of over 200 designs. I thought it was over 100. Over 200 designs, many of which we only did one run of and I never talked about. There's more than 50 great T-shirts I've never worn, never had, never promoted on the show that are at InfoWarsStore.com. So the good news is if we even sell those at cost, that gets us $500,000 in when we got about a $200, $300 underage every month to fund this independent operation with all the bandwidth we use. We're victims of our own success. So I'm going to try to create a page at InfoWarsStore.com the next few days that has the 220-something shirts which are all basically special edition. In fact, I made the decision, even the old classics, shirts I designed 25, 26 years ago, like Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, all of them are limited edition now, and it's the last run of all of these shirts, ball caps, everything. In the future, we're going to have limited editions for like a month or two of one or two shirts, and that's it. That's how you're supposed to do it to fund your operation and get the word out. So, if you want these limited edition and help keep us on air and get them at cost, almost all of them are set at cost. If they aren't, we're having them set at that. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get some of these amazing T-shirts. A lot of them are designer. Some of them are just, you know, plain Jane, but still have great messages. Ball caps, Free American shirts, Wake Up shirts, Arrest Fauci shirts, Alex Jones Was Right shirts. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. And then that's it. We're never going to make any of these again. All of them are limited edition. Every one of these shirts, even though some of them were staples, we're never going to offer again. So please help us stay on air. Get these original shirts that are now collector's editions at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Go poke around the website. Check them out. Over 200 of them right there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Champions, a lot of great men and women in the last 25, 26 months that have really exposed the evil that was this giant depopulation operation that we're still in the middle of, but that because so many people got woken to what was happening, they kind of partially pulled back their attack, their offensive. But out of all of them, Dr. Zelenko has been the most informative and the most accurate. Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko is here with us. He's a medical doctor, of course, that pioneered treatments that saved tens of thousands of lives in New York and his patients that then helped trigger really a therapeutic revolution of research that the entire power structure tried to block. And I wanted him to come on today and just talk about how he was right so he could then tell us about what he thinks is coming in the future. And he said, yeah, let's not get into me being right. Everybody knows what we've witnessed here. Let's move on to the big picture of transhumanism and some of the World Economic Forum people that are promoting statements like, why do we need so many people? We're about to become gods. Let's get rid of everyone. I mean, really evil, sinister stuff that you'd imagine you'd see in like a Marvel comic supervillain, but it's actually coming out of the globalist operation. So I'm glad he wants to get to that because I want his take on it. That was actually on my list of topics. So, sir, great to have you with us, Dr. Zelenko. Please try to cut to the heart of it, as you said you wanted to during the break when we talked.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me. So the enemy is godless, doesn't believe in an afterlife, but they don't want to die. And if you ask them what happens to consciousness after you die, they say it just ceases to be. And so what they're trying to do for the last 30 years is to create a way to escape death. I know it sounds weird, but that's exactly what they're trying to do. I don't think they'll succeed, but we need to understand the motivations of the enemy so that we can have a rational and good strategic response. And so if you listen to people like Ray Kurzweil, and someone else whose name is Yuval Noah Harari, which we'll talk about more in a minute. What they're trying to do is create an inorganic, organic platform, humanoid platform, that has artificial intelligence where human consciousness could literally be downloaded into. And so that the self-proclaimed elites will then have a platform for eternal life. And because they have a problem that the physical body that we live in only has a limited lifespan, 50 years, 100 years, whatever it is, it's finite. And so they, when this body begins to fail, they want to be able to transfer their consciousness into a humanoid platform. And then eventually over time into other humanoid platforms, upgrade, so to speak. Now, this is exactly what their agenda is. Because they know that, or they believe at least, that if they were to die, that they would cease to be. Now, in that worldview, they are prepared to waste 6.5 billion people because it's completely unnecessary, useless eaters, and they don't need that many slaves. And so what this vaccine platform has been, these vaccines do a lot of things except one thing. Prevent COVID-19. There are three simultaneous capabilities that these vaccines do. One is population control, and that's done through four different phenomena. One is a percentage of people die relatively soon after getting injected. Long-term lifespans are being reduced because of chronic diseases such as cancer and autoimmune diseases. There's miscarriage rates that are skyrocketing from 10 to 82%, and actually recent DOD data, Department of Defense data, say over 300%. And then there's infertility. All this was predicted by the FDA in October 2020. This was not an accidental finding. This was a premeditated plan proven by the fact that the FDA reported that this was going to happen to its scientists 2 months prior to the rollout. And now we have 15 months of data that corroborate this. Number two, there is a enslavement component here, a control mechanism, a 24/7 surveillance component about bringing the ability to measure biometric data under the skin and then transmit that data to a third party with your location, and then the linkage of that to cryptocurrency, which in 2026, according to congressional data, when Medicare begins to fail and the world economies become unstable, there will be a, you never let a good crisis go to waste, there'll be a transition from the current economic system to a one world cryptocurrency based financial system, which will then create the mechanism for control of human behavior, because if the powers that be that could control the system don't like you, they just turn off your ability to buy bread for your family. And then the third most sinister component to this is the transhumanist component, or the ability to hack into your genetic code using an mRNA platform to deliver CRISPR-Cas9 technology and gene edit you so that you're no longer made in the image of God, but you're made in the image of Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates. They're literally going to re-engineer what it means to be human. And so this Yuval Noah Harari is he's a wayward Jew from Israel, professor of history at Hebrew University, and he's called the prophet by people like Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates.
That's right, they call him basically their high priest, and he says stuff that, quite frankly, sounds like it came out of the mouth of Hitler, like, we don't need most people, we're about to become gods, this is dangerous.
And Obama called him his favorite author in CNN. And so what does this guy say? Well, he says that humans are hackable animals, and since we can hack into your genetic code, we could re-engineer it with intelligent design, but not with some god above the clouds intelligent design, but rather by human intelligent design, because we are now like gods. There's no such thing as a soul. There's no such thing as free will. These are just some of the tidbits of what this guy...
This is literally Genesis out of the one of the oldest Jewish books, telling us the serpent said it, and now he's saying it right now.
Well, he is the serpent. He's the embodiment of the serpent. And it's very, actually, relieving to me that the enemy has finally exposed himself. Because he's just one little man, but he represents an ideology that we have allowed to exist through the godless vacuum that we have created in the world, in society. He is the inevitable outcome of a society that has allowed for the desecration of the sanctity of life, the sanctity of marriage, and the sanctity of gender.
You're saying we conjured him by our sin.
We allow for darkness to exist if we do not bring light into the world.
Powerful. Stay there. I want to get into this because I watch his whole speeches, and they're so satanic it makes your head spin. And there's Klaus Schwab drooling while he speaks. And so they definitely worship this guy. And we're going to talk about what he believes on the other side with Dr. Zelenko. This is so important. You can find Dr. Zelenko's site on screen. When we come back, we'll tell you about that as well. This is an incredible time. Everything is coming to a head, ladies and gentlemen. This is the battle of the gods, whatever you want to call it. It's happening.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again, because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So,
Go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Yuval Noah Harari is the high priest. They call him the leader, the prophet of Klaus Schwab. They just fall over themselves. I watched the video of Hollywood. Schwab, they just grovel to him. And he sits there and tells them, why do we need so many people? Why do we need all this? And this is the transhumanist cult. Everything they're doing is coming out of this plan. Here's just a few of the clips. You can't do it justice. Everything he says is just so freaking evil. Here it is.
And then the big political and economic question of the 21st century will be, what do we need humans for? Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
Do you have an answer in the book?
At present, the best guess we have is keep them happy with drugs and computer games.
We call this the metaverse.
What you guys do in here,
pretty much everything that you would do in the real world.
Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
Would constitute a new useless class.
When I say that these are useless humans, it's not from the viewpoint of their mother, of the wife, or the son.
Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
Forget the conspiracy. Listen to our government agencies. These guys are telling the truth. You know, there's no conspiracy here, folks. Just right. Get your damn vaccine.
All right. Thank you, doctor.
And COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin. What we have seen so far, it's corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. We now see mass surveillance systems established even in democratic countries which previously rejected them, and we also see a change in the nature of surveillance. Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin. Now it's going under the skin. Governments want to know not just where we go or who we meet. Above all, they want to know what is happening under our skin. What's our body temperature? What's our blood pressure? What is our medical condition? Now humans are developing even bigger powers than ever before. We are really acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction. We are really upgrading humans into gods. We are acquiring, for instance, the power to re-engineer life. Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over. I mean, all this story about Jesus rising from the dead and being the Son of God, this is fake news. I know that in recent years, we saw populist politicians undermining deliberately the trust that people have in important institutions like universities, like respectable media outlets. These populist politicians told people that, say, scientists are these small elites.
So I apologize for subjecting you to that, but it's only a small portion of it. But I wanted you to see what Dr. Zelenko was talking about. So what, obviously listeners know this is horrific, but what are we hearing here? Because this is a open, in my view, declaration of war against our very existence. And hey, he said, your free will, forget about it, it's gone. Well, that doesn't sound like something a good guy says to me, Dr. Zelenko.
You really want to know what motivates him?
What?
So he's a brilliant man. It's not, I think it's important to respect your adversary and their capabilities. He has a PhD from Oxford. He's influenced the most powerful people in the world. But what really motivates him is something much more simple. He's learned. He knows the Bible very well. And if he knows the Bible very well, he knows what God says, or what is stated in the Bible, what is right and what is wrong. Now, I'm going to say this not because I'm placing a value judgment, but because how he interprets it. Now, I personally believe people could live any way they want, and it's between them and God. So I'm not God's policeman. But he's a homosexual, and he's married to someone, a man whose name is Yitzhak. And he knows what the Bible, he mentioned it earlier, he has real problems with it. He knows what the Bible says about homosexuality. It's called an abomination. And it really, really pisses him off. And so from his worldview, it's not enough. Go live your life quietly, any way you want. No. He decided that he's going to take on God, and he's going to invalidate the concept of God in people's minds, because in his worldview, God cannot exist. Because if God exists and there's a right and wrong, then he has a big problem in his mind. There's this cognitive dissonance, and then there's this emotional turbulence and guilt, and he gets anxious. So literally the whole world has to suffer, because Yuval Noah Harari's sexual orientation is not in line with what he read in the Bible, and therefore he has to try to destroy God consciousness in humanity.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. They are in rebellion against the code we've been given to be successful. We have free will to follow it or not. And he has decided to not just rebel, but to go 180 degrees in the opposite direction, which is extremely powerful because it's Antichrist. It's anti-human. It's anti-God consciousness.
And so, again, listen, we're all complex beings. I know I'm not perfect. Maybe you are, Alex.
No, I'm certainly not.
I have my demons that I have to deal with also. But I do it in private, and I try to work out my relationship with God in private. And I'm not judging Yuval Noah Harari until he takes the war against God into the world, and his policies will result in the extermination of 6.5 billion people, at least. And so this cannot be allowed to go on. His ideology and his arrogance to believe that human beings are now gods is incompatible with decency, incompatible with societal living, incompatible with God's will, and cannot be allowed to go on.
And doesn't the serpent say, "Know not you are a god, you're going to live forever, eat of this"? I mean, it's literally... be God, take over, but it's not God, because God gives us free will. He says you don't get free will, which proves he's not God. He's saying, I'm going to take your free will.
You know, that's how the serpent seduced the woman. But, you know, the human being was meant to live forever. God said in the Bible, in Genesis, that if you were to eat from this fruit, then on that day you should surely die. And so there's a very interesting question that arises. There were two trees in the Garden of Eden. There's one, the tree of knowledge of good and bad, which they were not supposed to eat from. And then there was the tree of life. And so after the sin, there is a conversation between God and his angels. It says, let's evict the man and his wife from the Garden of Eden, lest he eat from the tree of life and live forever. So here's an interesting question. He was supposed to live forever. And then there was a sin. So why not let him repent and let him live forever again? What's the whole point? Why evict him? Why is God so concerned that he would eat from the tree of life and live forever? So one of the answers is the following. That since they ate from the tree of life, from the tree of knowledge of good and bad, evil entered them. Us.
Stay there. We got to go to break, and we can't give evil eternal life. We'll be right back. We've thrown away our birthright, ladies and gentlemen.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next.
But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. ZDTalksLife.com is the website. Dr. Vladimir Zevzelenko is our guest. He's with us a little bit in the next hour. We have another special guest joining us as well. But, Doctor, lay it out for people because you're absolutely right. The ancient things we heard about are exactly what's currently happening now. Where do you see all this going? How should we respond to this? What other knowledge do you want to lay out for people?
I'm optimistic about the future. I think the true narrative will be revealed. But let me tell you something very serious. The only unknown variable here is the body count until we get there. And we can mitigate that carnage by spreading the true narrative and giving people the right information so they can make good choices. Everyone has an absolute right to see both aspects, or all the options, or all the information about an issue. What the media has done and what the censorship has done is only give one aspect or one perspective, which has led people to make terrible choices and choices that essentially they choose to walk into a extermination chamber. And so by spreading the true narrative, or at least another perspective, then people can use their intellectual powers of analytical thought, deductive reasoning, and come to a decision. Whatever decision they make, it's on them. You know, we have free choice. That's very important. See, God, the way he created the world, he gave us two very precious gifts. One is consciousness of self, and two is the free choice. Those are two uniquely divine characteristics. Now, for choice to exist, there has to be options. Now, listen, if I gave you a $100 bill and a dollar bill and asked you to choose, really it's not a choice, is it? Because one is much more attractive than the other. And so for real choice to exist, there has to be two options that are comparable, perceived as real. And so good and evil are very real in the consciousness of man. But again, the idea is that, I'll give you a parable that's used a lot, that there is a king and he has a son, and the prince is meant to be king soon. But the king loves his people. So he wants to make sure that the prince is of proper moral fiber, that he's fitting to rule the people. And so he hires, or he gets a prostitute and orders the prostitute to seduce the prince. That's the parable. If we analyze it, I'll ask you a simple question. Does the king want the prince to sin? No. Does the prostitute want the prince to sin? Actually, in many ways, she's doing the will of the king. And so the answer is also no. And so God creates options, but it doesn't mean that he wants us to choose the dark side. He wants us to turn away from that and to choose him. And by doing that, we earn for ourselves the ultimate relationship and oneness with him, with the eternal, with the infinite. And that's amazing, because during a finite life of a few number of years, we have an opportunity to connect to the eternal. Wow, it's really amazing. And so that's the game that we're playing. And so it's a real game.
And so, that's what's crazy, yeah. Donner, to interrupt real quick. Everything the New World Order transhumanist does, like, follows Genesis, and, like, we're going to make you live forever. Just do what we say, and you're going to have this knowledge. But, oh, everybody else can't do it. You got to kill all these people. I mean, it's so obvious that it's literally being fulfilled. It's powerful.
You know, the New World Order is a rebranding of the oldest old world order of paganism, idolatry, and child sacrifice. There's nothing new here. These, they call themselves elites or globalists or illuminated people. They're nothing more than just devolved pagans of yesteryear. And so it's very obvious what they are. The problem is we have become complacent, and we have allowed for, through our choices, for the slaughtering of the unborn, desecration of marriage, desecration of gender, and blasphemy of the Creator. And what do you think? That's going to bring blessing into the country. And so what we need to do is reconcile en masse with our Creator. When we cross a certain threshold of human hearts reconciling with their Creator, with our Creator, then there will be a real shift, a real new world.
That's right. We have to, through free will, choose God, God consciousness, say we're sorry, ask God to help us, and that's when things start to change.
Exactly. And the best way to do that is to live by an example. You know, you can't preach to others and not do it yourself. So I found that the people that I'm drawn to most are those that really are humble and work on themselves and find a certain degree of serenity and tranquility, which is extremely attractive, and especially in the world of chaos. And it makes me curious, what do they know that I don't? And so that draws me into a process of self-refinement. So the problem is with modern-day institutions, whether it's religious, academic, political, industrial, it doesn't really matter. They're all corrupted by the same serpent. Anything that's institutionalized has been hijacked, and so it's most tragic when it's in the religious realms, because they, actually what they do, the one place of salvation is used to desecrate the name of God and enslave people. I'll only talk about my religion because I don't feel comfortable talking about others, but I've seen such tyranny in the last 2 years within the Jewish faith. You know, people couldn't go Well,
I mean, look at Israel. There's obviously a new extermination going on. It's so obvious. What's happening there? You've talked about that. Like the most oppressed people right now in the world under COVID tyranny are Israel and then Australia and maybe Austria. What's happening there?
Well, half of Israel has AIDS and vaccine-induced immune deficiency syndrome. I didn't say HIV. They don't have HIV. But half of Israel, their immune systems, their innate immune systems, their T-cell function, natural killer cell function, macrophages, tumor suppressor genes.
So why again is the globalist force attacking the Jews? Because, I mean, it really is. You can see it right there. Like, literally the main attack out of all everywhere is Israel. That's where they're, like, on their fifth and sixth shots right now.
So I always delineate the state of Israel from the biblical people of Israel, the two different entities. The state of Israel is a secular socialist entity, and the Jewish people biblically have been tasked with the role of being a light unto the nations.
And so you're going to, some of them wrong, the good Jews have been led there to try to be close to God, but the evil runs the political system and is now going to try to kill them.
Oh, yes. I really think that what Hitler started, the Israeli government is finishing.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I see as well. This is so diabolical. What would you advise Israelis to do?
Revolt. Civil war. To not comply with mandates. By the way, I'm talking about my own brothers and sisters, literally, who have been enslaved and poisoned. I mean, this is not theoretical by me. These are my relatives.
Oh, I've had family die of the shot, Dr. Zelenko. I know, it's real.
So, I think that family nowadays is a different concept. Family, I would define as those people that are ideologically or theologically aligned in trying to live in a world of God consciousness and try to maintain the possibility of freedom in this world. And the people that are walking away from God consciousness are choosing to enslave themselves to really sociopaths, and they become codependent on this cult. There's only one free type of person in this world, Alex, in my opinion. Someone who chooses to be a servant of God.
That's right.
The operative word here is chooses, by the way. And so I think each human being is being tested. We are being tested. God is, the flood waters are rising. And this time around, God is saying, get on the ark. You don't have to drown. But the world will be cleaned up. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, I agree. This thing's not going to succeed. Dr. Zelenko, you know, we've got ZDToxLife.com/Alex with your great product for your immune system, your body. I want to promote that. I know you didn't come on about that, but you just do a great job. You were the pioneer of putting things out to protect people now more than ever they should at ZDToxLife.com/Alex. We'll also post it in the live show feed under the show right now. But I want to come back and just ask you about what you see coming next and how we can get prepared. Final segment straight ahead. And then we have the big lawyer that's been getting all these big events going, exposing the mass murder, joining us, Mr. Fulmick. That's coming up as well. Stay with us.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.